You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Tammy, we always want to have some of the top producers in St. Louis on our show. And when we're looking at real estate and figuring out who are the best professionals in St. Louis, we live in St. Charles County. So, of course, that's what we see a lot. And I wanted to have two really, really good agents in from St. Charles County. I want to welcome Stephanie Theobald and Pam Schroeder.
Yay.
From Keller Williams in St. Charles. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys coming in. And Pam, you've been in before, but it's been a year and a half or so, I think, since you were here.
Right.
So we appreciate you coming in and spending your Sunday with us. We have some powerful women in the studio.
Yeah, you're outnumbered this time, Doug.
I'm very outnumbered. It's okay, though. I think I can deal with it. It's like having my daughters around.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump right into the market here, because, and also I want to make sure we'll have all your contact information on our website. If anybody goes to DougHaldeman.com, they'll be able to get the information for both of you and contact you, because I'm sure that there's going to be people that are going to need your advice after they hear some of the wisdom that you share today. So let's jump right to this. Give a little bit of background on each of you, because you've both been in the business for a long time. Your production numbers are just outstanding. You're both in the top 1% of agents in St. Louis out of 8,500 out there. Pam, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your business, how long you've been doing it, and how long have you been with your current company?
I've been in business for, this will be my 15th year. I've been with Keller Williams approximately about 7 years. I have an administrative staff. I have a transaction coordinator, two buyer's agents, and we do a lot of real estate.
Excellent. You guys do a lot of real estate. And Stephanie, how about you? How long have you been in the business?
You know, I'm very similar to Pam. I've been in for 14 years. I've been with Keller Williams about 5 years, and since I joined, our business has exploded. And along the same track, we do have a team. I've got a office manager, several buyer's agents, and a listing coordinator. Really enjoying the business.
When you did roughly $20 million last year, but you didn't always do huge production. So do you really feel like big transition for you, was it when you joined Keller Williams?
I have to say, yes, it was. I was doing inconsistently $2 to $5 million and switched over to Keller Williams, and my business went to $10 million. And then this last year, we did a little under 21.
What is it about them that made your business go up so much?
I have to say it's the training. It's the treating it like a business. It's also great agents such as Pam who have taken me under their wing, shared their marketing, shared their ideas. It's a lot of strategy, and it's a lot of what I would just say, you know, building the business and taking care of your clients and taking care of your team and the people that are around you.
That's great. And Pam, you have a strategic team under you too. Really helps leverage you. What's the key to building a good team?
Well, I think it's setting out the plan. Everybody has to have a goal. And so taking your team and reaching the goals with each one of them, and where they have the same passion that you do, the same drive that you do, the same goal. They treat your clients the way you want them to be treated. And then they are in the training as well.
You both are really well known for your ethics. What does that really mean for like the average person that's listening right now? How does ethics come into play in real estate?
Well, I think ethics is huge in life in general, but even in real estate, it's even more important because, I mean, you're dealing with people's most important value that they have in their portfolio. They need to be able to trust in you, and then you really do need to walk your walk and talk your talk and do the right thing. I think it's really important.
You know, I really have to agree with Pam. I think a lot of it is the honesty with your clients. It's the honesty with other agents that you're working with. It's the lenders. It's making sure you surround yourself and your clients with really good people that are going to take care of them like you would take care of them.
Right. Look out for their best interests.
Exactly.
Right. It's really not about the money at that point. The money comes, and your production comes because you care.
Well, I think if you work your business where you're making it about the money, that's the wrong thing to do, because it is not about the money. It is about doing a good job for people. You're right. The money comes after that. But I think it's you stick with your integrity.
Exactly.
So, Stephanie, what are some of your specialties in what you do?
This year has been a transition year for me where instead of working with buyers, I'm mainly listing focused.
Okay.
And I do property in St. Charles, Warren County, and I deal a lot with luxury homes and also with homes that have property. So I'm familiar with septic and wells and things like that. So that's kind of my specialty.
So Pam, let's bounce it back to you. What is your specialty?
Very similar to Stephanie's, residential real estate, acreage properties, primarily in the St. Charles County, West County area. Again, like Stephanie, we the acreage property, knowing the St. Charles County guidelines, first-time home buyers, luxury properties, basically all price ranges in the St. Charles County.
Now, it's not to say that you don't help the buyers, because you have great buyer's agents. And for me, learning about what a buyer's agent is, I have to say last year was my first year understanding that term. So can you explain that a little bit to the listeners, what a buyer's agent is?
Well, a buyer's agent, basically a buyer's agent has the time to take the buyer out, know all the buyer's special needs, works specifically with the buyer at all times.
Well, and something else to add on the buyer's agent is basically their specialty is knowing what the inventory is out there.
Okay.
So that they know they can counsel their buyers. So that if you go into an area and you know that you've seen multiple offers in that neighborhood, in that location, it's priced
right,
you need to listen to the buyer's agent. Because if they tell you to go at list price or close to it, they're telling you because they're showing you the facts of the neighborhood. So it's really important because they are the expert with the buyers.
Right.
You know, it's always interesting to me when I watch a really good buyer's agent because they do know the market and they'll sit there and research the seller to know the seller's situation. Is this a vacant house where the seller's already moved out and now they're stuck with two house payments? Have they been relocated? Is it a foreclosure? So knowing that where it's priced, how likely they are to go down in price, because like some people just want to lowball everything as buyers. And that doesn't work all the time.
Well, and that's something I want to add is we just had a team meeting this week, and the average sale to list price ratio in the MLS is 92.3%. So when someone wants to go in and offer 80%, it's probably not likely to happen because unless that home has something wrong with it or been on the market forever, the right now it's 92.3% in the MLS.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand that stat. So 92.3% means that if a house gets listed at $100,000, that on average it would sell for $92,300. Yeah, that's a great thing to really know, because when people do want to lowball and they think that they're just going to put out lowball offers until somebody accepts,
right,
they may miss out on some really, really good opportunities. And I always advise buyers, listen to your agent.
Well, I also think buyers today need to be educated, and the buyer's agents can do that with them because we're moving into a different area of real estate. I mean, this year it's a little bit different, and buyers were they used to be the driving force in real estate, so they used to think they could, you know, pretty much drive the transaction, and where we're at right now, they are not. We're pretty much leveling off to where the seller has a little more say in, and they're not as desperate to sell, and buyers are still, their frame of mind, their mindset is still back there to where, well, we can just get what we want. So they really need to get educated in that and the price points that they're in.
Okay, so what's the best way to measure that? How do we measure whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market?
Well, the St. Charles Board of Realtors puts out stats every month for just St. Charles County. So right now I'm talking about the county instead of the whole MLS. And basically 6 months is a balanced market, which means, you know, it's balanced. We were just coming really out of a buyer's market.
And when you say 6 months, that's 6 months of inventory.
Correct, exactly. Okay. And then some of the price points, like that 175 and below, is about 3 months. So it's turning more into a seller's market in that price point.
Didn't you guys also tell me that we're watching the number of months of inventory this year is less than last year in almost every price range?
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that really tell us about where the market's going then?
Well, we're moving into the seller's market. Even though the sellers are getting a little bit more of advantage, they're not getting the huge price advantage that they had.
It's an interesting conundrum because normally when you see the months of inventory going down and it becomes a seller's market, you see more price appreciation, and we are seeing appreciation, but it's not huge. Right,
it's not jumping off the charts, right.
Right, and what do you think the key is if somebody wants to sell their home fast, be low in the days on market, what's the key for them to do that?
I think instead of having a competitive price, they have to have that compelling price. If it depends on their motivation. Sellers also still need to have their house not only priced right in, you know, with a compelling price, but they also have to have it still looking good. Sellers seem to think they don't have to do as much to get their house ready.
Right.
They still need to do as much, if not more, because buyers are extremely picky on that.
And something that I use in my buyer and my seller's presentation is I say it's a price war and a beauty contest. So you have to be priced right, and you have to be beautiful. So that's something that it just gives them a frame of mind of what we're talking about.
If you're thinking about listing your home, pick up the phone right now, and you can use your smartphone and go to DougHaldeman.com, or you can even use your computer. Go to DougHaldeman.com and look for the information for Stephanie Theobald and Pam Schroeder from Keller Williams, and you talk to them and let them take a look at your house and let you know what the right price would be and if now is the best time to sell or not, because both of these ladies will give you really, really good advice, and they'll be very honest with you and let you know what you need to do to be able to get your house moved fast. So if you both have time to stick around, I have more questions for you, because I want to pick your brain about the difference with some of the genders in how the advice is that you would give to them and how you would recommend that they shop for homes, whether it's a single man or a single woman versus a married couple. And then also, if somebody wants to sell their home fast, what are the biggest piece of advice that you'd give them? We'll be right back. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.